everyone out there in Audio Boom Land. It's Gwent Liam here on the internet, or Shannon Smith in real life, as they say. Anyhow, sorry for coming back to Audio Boom so soon after my last post, but I've just been listening to some really interesting discussion that was generated by Idel and Eric M. Bourgeois. He's the one that started it, and then Idel added to it, and so now here comes my Tuppenceworth. By the way, Eric M. Bourgeois and Idel are both very awesome people, so if you're not following them, well, you're remiss in your duties as audio boomers, and I shall have to punish you. Let me see, how could I do that? Let me see. Now let me see. Oh yes, I'll make you listen to Tom Jones albums for hours and hours and hours. I don't know how I could enact that threat, mind you. I guess I thought of that because A, the piece I'm currently listening to is being played by a Welsh harpist, and of course Tom Jones himself is Welsh, and B, my grandmother is a huge Tom Jones addict, and when she was younger she would, like, listen to his music constantly. Although I think it was more the way he moved that really appealed to her. So, we segue from the way people move to the way things look. Eric and Idel, or BJ, have been talking about the visual art that they have. As I understand it, someone kind of thought it was really strange that Eric had a picture of the Toronto Maple Leafs on his wall. But he's a big Maple Leafs fan, and as far as I'm concerned, well, there are better hockey teams out there, but you can't help what people happen to like. Seriously, though, as far as I'm concerned, if it makes you happy to have that picture, go for it, whether you can see or not. In this case, neither Eric nor Idel, BJ, can see. And that's why someone thought it was so odd that Eric had this picture. Well, the way I look at it, visual art, whether you can see it or not, actually is an expression of who you are. I have some pictures here in my flat. Now, I did not choose them. My mother did, because I'm pretty damn convinced she was an interior designer in a past life. Actually, she's taken both an interior design course and a flower arranging course, so she's very knowledgeable about what's tasteful and what looks good and what to put where. So when she helped me decorate, she bought several canvases and a big painting, and she put them around where she thought they would look good. Now, they're not really to my taste. I kind of know what they look like, and I'm sure they look nice. In fact, I've had a lot of compliments about them. So I can't say they're really who I am, but I do have some other things around my home, ornaments, knickknacks, statuettes, that kind of thing, that really do express my taste. And I will not let my mother touch those. There's no way she's ever going to change them. In fact, my collections have kind of changed through the years. At one time, when I was a lot younger, I was interested in collecting music boxes, and I still am. But the ones I had then were more modern. And then I got interested in collecting different fairies in various poses and holding various things and doing various things. And then, I don't know, I got out of the fairy phase after a while because, frankly, it seemed rather fluffy. And there were fairies with wings, and I personally don't see fairies as having wings. I see them as being the Celtic she of Ireland, for example, or, you know, the wee folk of Scotland that are supposed to have a farmer's croft. Farmers are supposed to leave part of their croft for the little people. And, you know, I see them as sort of being bright and shining, but not having wings. Anyhow, what I'm trying to say here is that, yeah, I've gone through several phases. Now I collect angels, which are definitely depicted in scripture as having wings. So, angels, yes, I can definitely, go with the wing thing in their case. But nowadays, the music boxes that I'm trying to collect are more vintage in nature. I do have some modern ones as well, but I'm trying to get some older ones just because I happen to really like that sort of thing. And I'm also trying to collect some little vintage figurines. I have a porcelain Jesus from a vintage nativity set. I wish I could have gotten the rest, but sadly all the pawn shop that I was in had was this little porcelain Jesus. But that's okay, because I've got a couple Mary pieces. One's a statuette, and one is an icon, and one is a lithograph. So I actually didn't really need the Mary from the Nativity set. But it would have been nice to have the rest of the Holy Family. Oh well. What am I saying? I've lost my train of thought. Oof. Oh yes, and I have a vintage China fairy who does not have wings, and she has red hair. It's real hair, too. She's awesome. And a vintage horse brass that was actually given to me by my father. Apparently it used to belong to my grandfather, and I'm actually honored to have it. I also have an antique bone elephant that my uncle gave me. Because, you know, people have gotten to know that I'm interested in collecting vintage things. So now they will occasionally give me something if they think I'll like it, which is really kind of them. So yes, now my theme is, if it's something that I like, is collecting vintage pieces, like from the 40s, 50s, 60s. Any older than that, I can't pay for. Because it's just too darn expensive. But there's a really neat place in the city where I live. Actually, two of them. One is called Weird Stuff, and that's the pawn shop where I mentioned where I found the porcelain Jesus. And the other one is called Olive's Oddments, and they do get really interesting vintage pieces in from time to time. So basically, what I'm wanting to say here, in the midst of all this waffle, is that whether you can see or not, visual art is actually a voice of its own, really, expressing who you are and what your tastes are. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. If it makes you happy, go for it. And I mean, frankly, I think it's kind of ignorant if people go, oh, well, why should you have a picture in your house? You're blind, you can't see it. Well, just because we can't see it doesn't mean we don't know what it looks like. It still might be a part of how we want to express ourselves. So, there you have it, folks. Just a few cents worth from Gwen Tlian, because I really do think that self-expression is very important. Well, I mean, that's obvious, isn't it? I boo enough to make that pretty damn obvious. Right, well, I think that's all I wanted to say. And I have to get ready for church now, so I shall... Oh, dearie me. I shall end this because I think I'm about to have a seizure. So yes, talk to you soon, folks. Bye.